Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. Just last week on LDS.org, there was an incredible live face-to-face event for youth where several young, successful LDS musicians shared their faith, their trials, and testimonies through music. Today, we're going to be speaking with one of those musicians, Nicole Luce. She's from Brazil, and when she was just a young teenager, she competed on the Brazilian version of The Voice, Brazilian Idol, and has recorded several songs on the 2017 LDS Youth Mutual Theme album, Ask. She's really an incredible young woman, and take a listen to some of the things that she had to say about being a part of this event and being a religious musician.
I'm learning English, so I'm sorry if I had some...
That's fine.
Okay, so Nicole, how did you first get involved in music?
My family is a musical family. My dad met my mom when he was singing in a wedding, and then my mom just saw him and she fell in love. And then everything started, and my dad always sang to me. I have music. My dad wrote a music for my brother and then for me and to my two brothers too. So it's a musical family. Then we had a kind of event in my school that was for the family. And my dad is a professor there. So the director invited him to sing with his family in this event. And then I was in the stage and I was really nervous. But when I started singing, I just fell in love for the stage and for the audience. And then I started singing in the Christmas with the family, but just for fun already. But when I was 9 years old, I had a kind of talk with my dad. And I said that I have 9 years old. I have a lot of maturity, so I want to be a professional singer. I'm 9 years old. I really know what I want for my life.
You're so old and mature.
Yeah. And then my dad, okay. And I said, Dad, I'm talking seriously. And then we had a long talk. And he said, you need to be that. You need to be humble. Everything will be like that. The media is like that. And he explained this everything. And he was, I don't know how to say that. In Brazil, we say, disposta a pagar o preço. It's like, if I have this courage, if I'm sufficient brave to do that, to having a career of a singer. Mm-hmm. And then I was, that's what I love. I love singing. I love being on stage. And I love touch each heart of every person. And I was like, okay, so we will do that. And then I started singing out in competition in Brazil, like Brazilian Idol Kids, The Voice Kids. Yeah.
That's amazing for being so young to have done all of that.
Yeah.
And when did you realize that music and singing could be a great way for you to share your faith with other people?
Once I was at church singing in a primary presentation, and I had a kind of solo, and everyone started crying, and I was so emotional with that. And it was a beautiful song, one of my favorites, that is called Shine On. So when I was singing, and it's a touching song for me, and everyone was crying, I was like, oh, I need to do this. That I shared with them the feeling that I have of this little light that I need to have and that we need to have. So then I was like, oh, I need to share with this with everyone. And then I prayed, and I said, oh, God, help me to have more opportunities like that because it's so good. And then I had a lot of opportunities to share my testimony. Sometimes can be hard, but then I had a lot of experience that shows how sometimes we can be hard, but we can make it easy if our testimony is strong.
Right. And you perform and you share your faith through church songs, but you also write your own music.
Yeah.
And perform that as well. Where does that inspiration come from?
I like to write the songs with my dad, but also always I have these dreams. And when I get up, sometimes I have a melody in my head. So I always sleep with a notebook mm-hmm. and a pen by my side.
That's smart.
And I'm always with my phone because it's like you don't know when you will have this inspiration. So we are always ready. When I'm in the car with my dad and he said, and we just started writing a song.
Yeah.
So I think this inspiration comes like of the happiness. When we are sad about something, we can write too. I think the music is the way to share our feelings. It's a little cliche, but it's real. Since the rock and roll to the jazz, everyone mm-hmm. likes music.
Right.
So we need to put our feelings the way that we can touch the people. And I know that this inspiration can come of everywhere and every time. So we need to be ready to take this inspiration.
That's wonderful. And how would you encourage others to share their testimonies through their talents? Do you have to have a special talent to share your testimony, or are there other ways that you can do that?
You don't need to say to share your testimony. You just need to live in the right way, and then the Lord will give you opportunities to do that. Just in the simple things. Since take a paper in the ground and put in the trash, or save a life, in the simple things we can do too. Be an example, singing, dancing, looking, searching how to serve. I think in the little thing and in the big things, we can share a testimony. You don't need to have a talent, but I know that everyone have talents. You don't need to have an awesome voice, or you don't need to be a big dancer, or you don't need to be like this extroverted uh-huh. person. Just need to live and to search how to serve everyone with your testimony. So just try to be an example of faith.
That's really good advice. Thank you so much for sharing
that. Thank you.
Well, if you missed last week's face-to-face event, you can always watch or rewatch and share it on mormonchannel.org. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from current LDS apostle, Elder David A. Bednar. And he said, "We are not and never need be alone. We can press forward in our daily lives with heavenly help." Really good reminder. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Have a wonderful day. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.